This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The question I've been getting from so many people, why are the lawmakers waiting until the last minute? I'm talking about the Connecticut state budget. So I've heard this from a number of people. I think that this year in particular, there's been so much rhetoric about spending levels, spending cuts. Am I going to be getting more money this year? Of course, I'm speaking on behalf of the constituent groups. Are we going to be getting more money? Are taxpayers going to be seeing any ease? Are we going to see our electric bills go down? There's been so much talk the last 6 months in Connecticut about spending. It's not even funny. Not even funny. But the first thing that people need to know is that the lawmakers have done this every year, at least since the state income tax went into place back in 1991. And I'm sure before then, there have been plenty of concerns about spending levels, not just here in Connecticut, but also in Washington, and how the two play nicely together. The state lawmakers have until this Wednesday night, right before midnight, to pass a budget, or else they have to go into a special session, and that's drama in a whole another category. But let's just get something clear. They will get this budget done before Wednesday. They've kind of pushed it back a little bit. Lamont, the governor, and the state house speaker, a Senate president, they've kind of had their disagreements in the past week over what to do with the budget. It was supposed to be Friday that it was going to come up for a vote. Then maybe today it would come up for a vote. Now they're saying Monday or Tuesday. But nonetheless, this will get through. If anything, the implementer, which is a fancy term, a fancy legal term on how they're going to set the budget into motion, that could possibly have to go into a special session because it's already anticipated that would take longer than a budget to implement. However, in any case, as long as the numbers are set aside for the budget, that will happen. The other thing I want to point out, as I mentioned, the constituent groups collectively have asked for hundreds of millions of dollars in increased spending. They know that they're not going to get that. It's all about leverage as to who's going to get the most. They're going to see, and I think that they know that they're going to see similar or at least incremental adjustments, but not everything that they want. But that's the name of the game. That's how politics goes. And I'm sure come Thursday and Friday after the session's over, the budget is passed, hopefully by then, and most likely will by then of course they'll be out pushing for more money next year as soon as Thursday and Friday this week. Even if they were to get everything that they wanted, they'd still be doing that anyway. They'll have new goals all the time and forever. But that's just how the budget rolls and goes. So that's one thing that I have to address as to what's going on in the state capitol. There's been a lot of concern this particular budget cycle in Connecticut. People worried about everything from taxes to light bills to what certain constituency groups, whether it's education or nonprofits, are going to get, but the budget will get through. We've seen this, at least in my position at WTIC, I've seen this since 2018. So this is no surprise to me, and I hope that that calms you down if you've been paying attention to that. The nasty politics, let's put it that way. Now, the other thing that I wanted to address that I've heard from a number of people, and I've seen on social media too, President Trump this past week gave a pardon to former Connecticut Governor John Rowland, who had two scandals and was twice convicted back in 2004, 2014. And people are wondering if that means he's going to make a return to politics. No. The man's 68 years old. He's got grandchildren now. We can ask him to come on WTIC. I, as a matter of fact, asked him for his take on the pardon this past week. He wouldn't do it. I know that other people at this station have asked him to come on to talk about politics or whatever. He won't do it. He's just not interested. He has moved on with his life. Now, what does the pardon mean for Connecticut? Well, we could get into that another time. I'm just answering the question, people wondering if this means he'll be making a return to politics. I don't see it happening. State House Speaker Matt Ritter gave a great quote this week, saying, quote, at the end of the day, people serve their time. They move on with their lives. He's moved on with his life. So for people that think that he's going to make a comeback into politics, could it happen? Sure. But I think that ultimately you need to move on with your life too, because it's just not going to happen.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.